Are you ready to unleash your full potential and become unstoppable in your success and leadership?
Welcome to the Unleashed and Unstoppable podcast, where we provide powerful insights and strategies for coaches, corporate leaders, and entrepreneurs. I'm Alexanne Carter.
And I'm Carol Register, and we're certified master neurocoaches who are passionate about helping you overcome your limiting beliefs and optimize your performance.
Each week, we'll be sharing actionable tips and strategies using neuroscience, from interviews with industry experts to solo episodes, to help you lead a life of power, purpose, and possibility on your own terms.
Join our community of like-minded individuals. Hit subscribe now, and let's be unleashed and unstoppable together.
Hey, wildly ambitious leader. We are so excited to be here with you again and really bringing you the neuroscience around leadership and wealth that you need to live into your highest potential. And we're so excited to share these tools with you. It means the world to us because we have seen the evidence, not only with our clients, but with ourselves, with our own lives, of the work that we do. And we know that when we have an impact through ourselves first, we energetically affect everything around us, past, present, future, those in our immediate family, friends, colleagues. So bringing these tools to you means the world to us, so that you can have that same impact and we can really, you know, live our highest and best selves to our highest potential. So we believe in you, first of all, even before you may believe in yourself, or we know you have confidence because you are a high achiever, you are a leader, but we all get blocked along the way. We've all experienced trauma and we experience obstacles in our lives. And today we're leaning in. We're excited because your alignment creates your assignment. We're so excited to bring this to you. And I want to share with you. Yeah. About a client. Go ahead. I know we're going to hear just briefly that I have a client who recently was really experiencing some blocks in building her wealth and the possibilities. You know, she's trying to put the right pieces to the puzzle in place, and the focus gets off there because we're creating here all the time. You are always creating your reality, whether you realize it or not. So starting to be intentional about creating our reality, one of the things that was happening was there was a cognitive bias going on because she was taking action to build her wealth in ways that were out of alignment with her values. So this is why we're leaning into this today. I've found myself in that place. And Alex Leanne, I know you have as well.
Yeah. And as you're, you know, listening and curious to know, like, how do I know if I'm living out of alignment? Yeah. I know for myself, what came up was anxiety. You know, when we've mentioned anxiety before, and sometimes anxiety can show up like as excitement, right? And our body doesn't know the difference between excitement and anxiety. But for me, what was happening is I was feeling this internal pull. And this is where the anxiety was coming from, because my body was trying to tell me that I was living out of alignment with my vision and what was important to me. And I found this a lot happen several years ago in my role as a director, where there were parts of my job that just lit me up and I got so excited about. And then just with certain circumstances and just where we were, you know, with the goals and the mission, the vision of what we were doing with the school and things like that, I found my roles and responsibilities shift into doing things that were really not in alignment with how I saw myself or how I saw the vision, right? And so I didn't really realize that in the moment. Like, it's like after the fact, now that we do all this work, that I realized that. Yeah. But that's what came up for me in that position. Sometimes even just in general day-to-day things, sometimes, you know, I also have a client as well. And she was sharing that recently, that's what she was finding as well. Like finding herself spending a lot of time, like really thinking and asking herself, like, am I doing the right thing? Like, I don't feel well. something doesn't feel right. So it's like that moment of feeling like things are a little bit off, that yeah. it's very possible that you're living out of alignment with what's important to you. And we mentioned, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, about how like your identity, your vision, like these things can change over time. And so maybe at some point in time, you were living in alignment with what was important to you. And then life happens and things change. It's just important to acknowledge that, right? That it's, because I know for me, in those moments, I felt very frustrated, because obviously I wasn't really sure at that moment. Like I didn't understand that I was living out of alignment.
Yeah.
But what I got frustrated with was the fact that it was like, but I used to enjoy this. Like I found myself saying that a lot. It's like what happened to me, right? Where did my passion, where did all this go? And it was just because priority shifted. And I think that's what I was trying to get to, Carol, was like, sometimes in life, our priorities shift, and that's okay. And when our priorities shift, and when we go through life changes, and sometimes that can look like in family, relationships, work, what we're doing, who we're serving, then our values might shift, our priorities might shift, and we will start to potentially, if you're like me, feel a lot of that internal, it's like this ache, and your body will communicate that with you in some way or form. And that's oftentimes where, there's you're living out of alignment with what's important to you.
Right. It's so important, right? Because we can not realize this and we can be moving forward, and it does affect our identity. It does affect our vision, very much so. And then we spoke recently about trusting and surrendering the outcome. Mm-hmm. But some of the ways that this can come up is that, you may have a value that is wired in of generosity, but you may find that in business, you're blocked in your ability to receive, for example, because you haven't got the pieces of the puzzle in the right place. So the neuroscience work that we do is really critical, because we can work with the way our brains work. It's really important. And we don't even realize the things that are wired into our subconscious. So while generosity is important, and you can have that as a value, making sure that you also have wired in a value of receiving, that you have a value of giving or of kindness. Now, another one, this was one that a client of mine was dealing with, was an idea and a belief of being in positive energy, a value of that. And for her, it was about being in alignment with her creator, with her relationship with God. Yet to do something to produce wealth, it wasn't in any way immoral or illegal. I want to make that very clear. But she was compromising her value on what she was willing to do that wasn't in alignment with those things that she believed. So what then happens to us is we're creating our own obstacles, because the subconscious is what's driving the ship, not the conscious mind. And until we recognize these things, have an awareness, and start to rewire them, we may not realize the ways that we are actually sabotaging ourselves, right?
Well, and what you're saying, Carol, is so important, I think, for the listener to hear, because when you grow up with certain values, right, based on what you've heard with your family, your environment, even in school, right, there are certain kind of values and even what society dictates of a certain way, you're programmed, you're conditioned based on those values. And as you grow up, you might realize, based on personal development, based on experiences, based on just what you realize is important to you, you can notice that you're now out of alignment, right? The things that are maybe on your heart are not in alignment with what's subconsciously wired in. And again, that's where you will feel this kind of, this push and pull. And it gets uncomfortable, and you may find yourself right? Taking these actions and making decisions and creating results that are not in alignment with what, you know, with your vision, what right. you want to create, how you want to experience life. And this is why it's so powerful, because really when you get clear on what is important to you, what your values are, then you can start to sort of unpack and uncover and see, oh, okay. So I believe this, so this is what's important to me. And yet as a kid, I grew up and this is what I heard. And then you can actually, which is powerful when you can visually see this, is what I was looking for, visually see this. Yeah. That's when it's like, okay, you now have this information and now you can make changes on a subconscious level by working with Carol myself, right? To support you in now ensuring that what is on your heart, what's important to you is now in alignment with the story that's going on in your subconscious. Yeah.
For sure. Yes. And, you know, I relate to having that block in my vision where I didn't even realize where it was coming from in my past. And, you know, we've all experienced trauma. 99% of us have experienced some sort of trauma, and it does impact us. And so when you take a look at your values, we've done a lot of talking about identity. And just recently, we spoke about our core identity, which really is our worth, our value, our deservedness, and our evolving identity. Adding to getting to know who you are is discovering what your values are. This is a part of the process that we, you know, work with our clients on, and the work that we've done with ourselves. Because you may have, again, I'll bring you up examples. You may have a value of collaborating with people without realizing that what's been wired in and the way you're actually operating is in competition with people. And so then you've got this cognitive bias going on. You know, you've got this block about what's really important to you in your heart, and you don't, it's in the subconscious. So you don't even have an awareness of it until, aha, oh, took a look at my values, Alex, and man, I see I'm out of alignment. And, you know, there are on the internet, you can go and you can find multiple lists of values. What happened to me in the process of really digging into my own values and researching them was I was like, well, pretty much what in alignment with all of these, you know, maybe might have been one or two on a list that I was like, yeah, okay, maybe that's not me, but keeping it really simple. So, you know, just bringing it home for you in terms of what we're always speaking to you about. Keep it simple. Look at your top five. See what rises to the top. Just sit quietly, take a deep breath. And, you know, as you've mentioned before, Alex, you can even say what's not in alignment to find out, you know, what your values actually are. But letting things bubble up, you know, it may be love, kindness, collaboration. It may be generosity. It may be a variety of things. It may be integrity, maybe responsibility, maybe commitment. These things that are going to bubble to the top of what your values are where to start. So, yeah. And what would you add to that, Alex?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, just sort of get curious over the next, like, let's say 7 days.
Yeah.
And just, you know, live. And as you're living and going through your day, pay attention to areas where you might start to feel anxious, or maybe guilt might show up. Notice where perhaps you might feel a little bit of frustration. Notice where you're feeling some emotions and be curious about what's coming up. Like if family, for example, is really, really important to you, and you're noticing that you're missing something in the family, that's probably an indication, oh, family is important to me, and yet I'm not making decisions and taking action to then prioritize your family. Maybe it's your health. Maybe health is really, really important to you. And yet, you know, you find yourself getting frustrated, like, oh, you know, I didn't make time for work, blah, 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 right? So maybe that's an indicator to you that, yeah, maybe health is important.
Yeah.
Just notice even in interactions with people, notice things that are coming up. And really that's, you know, just for the next 7 days to just really lean into curiosity of if you're not clear. And I will say, you know, for me, it's like some of the top, there's some vets that have always been pretty top of mind. And then, you know, as soon as I had children, right, like the order might shift a little bit, and that's completely normal. It really just comes back to honestly, like your heart. And it's like that home base that you turn towards to be able to make decisions to support you, right? Yeah. I know a big thing, especially, you know, when COVID happened, right? COVID really changed the way a lot of people lived.
Yeah.
And because of that, people started to get connected with some things that were important to them that they had forgotten about. Because don't forget, right? We also are very used to becoming on this autopilot and just living life or doing the things because we've always done them that way.
Yeah.
And when there's like an interruption, that's where sometimes you start to have this awareness like, oh, that you might have not been before. So it's just leaning into that opportunity if you are not, if you're not clear on your values. And if you are clear on them, my invitation is write them out. Like get connected with them. Put them somewhere where you can see them so that every day when you're making decisions, refer back to your values and ensure that you're taking those decisions that are aligned with those values. Back and to what you said at the beginning. Sorry, Carol, about the alignment creates your assignment.
Yeah.
It's that when you're clear on your values, you're clear on your vision, then you then make those decisions that are in line with that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I 100% agree. Keeping it simple, you know, and then being able to just witness on your journey, let what bubbles up in terms of your values. And noticing too that you may have new values. For example, self-care has taken a much higher priority. When I lost a loved one, it became apparent that, you know, I wasn't stopping to smell the roses and I wasn't being present really with the life that I wanted to live. I was letting the hustle come in, especially as a high achiever. I was thinking I could do this and this and this, and I can. That's the exciting part, but not in the way that I thought I could. So for me with self-care, it's important that I'm doing the neuroscience work. I'm using the tools I have to wire that in so that it is in alignment with the way that I want to operate. And speaking of that, Alex Leanne, would you read, I know you have a leadership principle with you. I'd love to hear that. I'd love for us to share that.
Yeah. So just before I came on the recording, you know, as you were talking about, you know, alignment creates your assignment. And a few weeks ago we did a recording on vision, right? Because really it's looking at your vision and your values. And then that creates that North Star. That's the North Point, right? Like where you're heading. And then from there, right, you're able to take your decisions and actions to create the result ahead to continue to reach that point. So one of the senior leadership distinctions, number 3, and I'm so excited that we're actually going to have the creator of these leadership distinctions on the podcast in a few weeks' time.
Yeah.
Actually, in fact, I think when we're recording, so we're pre-recording this episode. And now that I think about it, this episode is going after. So we would have already had Michael Strasser on the podcast. And so he created these senior leadership distinctions. And number 3 is leaders live by values that are consistent with their vision. Their attitudes, decisions, behaviors, and actions are aligned with the visions they declare. And this is why, Karen, I love the work that we do. We love supporting you as a leader, be able to really get connected with what is important to you in the vision, why you're out there to create the impact, and then how you get to show up in your beingness in creating that. How you prioritize your time, your effort, your energy, so that you are showing up as your best self, right? You're not feeling depleted. You're not feeling burnt out.
Right.
That you're really tapping into that aligned you, that aligned irresistible bold leader, so that you can take that like aligned And I want, and I've added in almost committed, the aligned committed action to move what's important to you forward to ultimately create that impact and the vision and the life that you get to build.
Yes. I love that. I think, you know, leaving you today with these calls to action, keep it simple. Just start. If you're not in, if you haven't been looking at your values and you don't know what they are, start with the top five. And second, you know, as you look over the next 7 days, just live your life and be at peace and notice what arises. And, you know, what you seek is seeking you. And if you're here listening to us, we know that what you need is going to come to you. And, you know, just to take a look and say, hey, where am I at in walking forward in this beautiful aligned life, like what you were saying, Alex? So we're so glad you were with us today. We are so glad to bring this to you. We can't wait to bring you more information so that you can live your very, very best life, unleashed and unstoppable. So ciao for now.
See you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Unleashed Unstoppable podcast with your hosts, Alexandra Carter and Carol Register.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review and subscribe.
That's all for this episode, Wildly Ambitious Leaders. See you next week.